WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your guide through the crazy world of dopamine and how it affects everything from your mood to your motivation. Today's topic hits close to home because, let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs. We're talking about building resilience, that inner strength that helps you bounce back from stress like a champ. Ever felt like you're constantly drowning in deadlines, anxieties, and just the general chaos of modern living? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming, like you're one step away from snapping? Well, guess what? That's totally normal. But here's the good news. You're not powerless against it. We can absolutely learn to build resilience, become those mental ninjas who handle stress with grace, and even turn challenges into opportunities for growth. Now, that sounds pretty damn awesome, right? So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your ability to cope with stress like a boss. First up, mindfulness. This isn't just about meditation, although that helps. It's about being present in the moment. Instead of constantly worrying about what's next or dwelling on the past, focus on right now. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Really engage with your senses. Ever notice how a good cup of coffee can instantly ground you? That's mindfulness at work. Second, healthy habits are your best friend. Think about it. Would you fuel a high-performance car with cheap gas and hope for the best? Of course not. Your body and mind deserve the same level of care. Prioritize sleep. Aim for 7-8 hours, people. Eat nourishing foods that give you energy and get moving regularly. Exercise isn't just about looking good. It's a proven stress buster that releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that make you feel like you can conquer the world. Third, build your support system. We're social creatures, hardwired for connection. Don't isolate yourself when things get tough. Reach out to loved ones, friends, or even a therapist. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone in this crazy journey called life. Think of it like having your own personal cheer squad. Fourth, learn to say no. This one is crucial. Overcommitting yourself leads to burnout and stress. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your well-being. Remember, saying no to some things allows you to say yes to the things that truly matter. Imagine trying to juggle too many balls at once. Eventually, something's going to drop. Finally, reframe challenges as opportunities. This is a game changer. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as chances to learn and grow. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use it to become stronger? Think about it like this. Every obstacle you overcome builds your resilience muscle. You're becoming a superhero in the making. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're staring down a massive project at work. Your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and the pressure is on. Sounds stressful, right? But here's how to handle it with newfound resilience. First, take a few deep breaths. Practice mindfulness by focusing on your surroundings. Remind yourself that you've tackled challenging projects before and come out stronger. Reach out to a trusted colleague for support and brainstorm solutions together. Prioritize tasks, delegate where possible, and break the project down into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way. See? It's not about avoiding stress. It's about learning to navigate it with grace and even find opportunities for growth within the chaos. So, remember, building resilience isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing journey. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and never stop growing. You've got this, guys. Seriously, you're stronger than you think. Now, go out there and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of resilience inspiration. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.